Hi guys, welcome back to an Extra Dose podcast. It's Alexis and Samantha of An Extra Dose, and our blog, if you guys are not familiar, is adoubledose.com. So we're obviously the bloggers behind that blog, and obviously our podcast, An Extra Dose, if you're new to listening. And if you guys follow us on Instagram, we're very excited to talk about our hair. You guys probably saw that we chopped a lot of our hair off this past, was it Friday?
My days are so lost.
Yeah, today is Sunday, and we chopped a lot of our hair off, so we're super excited. We got an amazing response. I didn't do it for everybody else, but, you know, it's fun to share. I think I'd posted something a couple weeks ago kind of saying that I was thinking about changing it and switching it up, and if you guys have listened to another episode, we did talk about our hair extensions and who we go to, some of our favorite hair products. So be sure and check that episode out if you missed it, because we went into detail about that. But we do have, our hair is probably, what do you say, like, what length do you think our real hair is? Or was, I should say.
It was probably like upper chest area.
Yeah. So we had that length of hair, and then we put the tape in extensions in March, and that was, we had those up until now, until July, and those were really long. They were, how long were they?
22.
It sounds crazy.
Is that wrong?
Yeah, I think they were 20. We had 18 and we had 22. Yeah. The 18 was pretty much the length of our hair. I don't think anyone even could tell we had them, and I wasn't trying to like show that I had them, but they weren't super long, which I was like, why do I have extensions? I don't need like the thickness really, because we have pretty good hair. But so we put the 22 inches in, and I loved them, but after looking back, I'm like, it was a lot of hair. And I would say right now, I may put them back in later. So if you ever see them again. But right now, I'm like, I don't really
sorry
want.
Sorry to those you guys that don't want.
Yeah,
don't
no, like I mean, them. But I might. I mean, I'm saying that only because if I do, I don't want to sit here bash them and say, oh, I'm putting them back in.
It drives me nuts when people do that with anything.
It's like a pet peeve of
right,
mine.
Right, it is a pet peeve of mine, and I never want to be that person. So right now, I love my short hair.
Well, we're going on a tangent.
I know. I'm not going to bash them and then say, and then like 3 months later be like, oh wait, I'd like decided to put them back in my hair.
Yeah.
So I'm going to say right now, I probably will put them back in at some point, or maybe my hair will grow a normal length and I won't put them back in at all. But for now,
yeah.
So like 2 years ago, if you guys followed us, we have talked about our health issues a million times. I'm not really sure if that's what caused it, but my body's kind of like went nuts inside, so it wouldn't surprise
me. Sorry to cut you off. We talked about this in the previous episode. If you guys haven't listened, we kind of went into a little bit of detail about that.
Yeah, and like we said about that, if you did listen to last week's episode, we will discuss more about our health issues. Like we said, as time goes on, we're not trying to keep it private or anything. It's just I want to share it with you guys, but I want to give you, we've tried so many different things, and I don't want to give you guys like something I'm doing and then like next month I'm like, actually I'm not doing that anymore, it didn't work. So I want to,
that's what's happened a lot in our journey.
We've been dealing with this for over a year, and I've seen lots of doctors, lots of different approaches. Everyone has something different, and honestly nothing's been like, I haven't seen great results from anything, but what we're doing right now with these detoxes, I'm not really sure if I'll see a result right now. I just kind of feel worse than I did. So that, with that being said, we're just going to wait till we feel better and see what works, and then we'll discuss it so that we don't confuse a lot of people. But anyway, our hair used to be really long. It used to be probably the length of when we had extensions, but it didn't look as much hair because...
Well, you just can't achieve that look.
If you see anyone with lots of hair, chances are they're extensions. Maybe a couple of decades ago, they would have been their hair, but there are some people I see out. Like, I was running the track today. There was a lady, legit. It sounds so mean. She looked like she had a broom attached to her head. She was so much hair. Had it in a ponytail. It was curly, and she had it in a ponytail, and it was literally looked like a mop the floor. I'm not kidding. And I told my boyfriend.
It was curly.
Yeah, I told my
boyfriend. I was imagining like a smooth pony.
No. It was curly.
Because a broom is
like a mop.
Straight.
No.
Yeah. A mop is still like a smooth.
I don't know. Like a mop you would do like a floor. I don't know. You would clean it with. I don't know. It looked so
That's
bad.
So nice.
She was hot. It was so hot outside, and I was thinking to myself, I have this little pony now. I can't imagine running with my old pony.
I'm like a little girl. I feel so free.
Yeah. And I could imagine this girl running around with this pony, and it was so thick. It was pretty hair, but it was so thick, and it just looks, I don't know. It looked miserable in this heat. And so with that being said, if you see, besides someone like that, if you see someone with like a lot of hair, all the bloggers on Instagram, I mean, I hate to say it, they all have fake hair.
Celebrities, everyone has some kind of clip in, yeah, something.
Yeah, something.
Well, and I didn't know this until our hairdresser was like, yeah, they definitely have extra even hair. Like,
I heard guys, my boyfriend said, when he went to his hair stylist, they said that some of the people on The Bachelor, one person, he had like this really great comb, or I don't know what we would call it, some kind of like,
where it's like short on the sides and the top,
really high at the top, which like a lot of guys can achieve with it, they have good hair, but his was like really perfect, and they're saying it's like he has some kind of extension in there, like, so it happens, and for guys it's pathetic. But yes, so a lot of the girls on Instagram and celebrities you see, they have some kind of extension that they're either like sewn in, glued in, taped in something, or they're removable where they're like clipped in. So, and you would never know. If they do a good job, you will never know they had it. Just, it's like, I know what it looks like. I know what the bottom of the hair looks like, and I can tell right away when someone has it. But with that being said, we did have longer hair, and if it grew to that length, I might just keep my normal hair.
Yeah.
But if you're on the fence on extensions, we've talked about them before. I mean, I say do them, see how you like them. They aren't, depending what you get, you will feel them at the beginning. I mean, you will feel them on your scalp. We're going to try another method whenever we put them back in, but either way, it is a lot of hair. You have to get used to it. I did get used to it, but now that I don't have them, it feels really tight at first. It feels really nice.
Well, we had the tape-ins, as we mentioned in the other episode, but they are... I would say the cons, I'm going to try to get into another episode, but the cons of those are like when you put your hair up, you probably never saw us in a top bun, or very rarely, because you could see all the tapes.
I mean, half the time I'd run around in the gym when I was at the end of it, it was literally like a mop and I just had the tapes everywhere. Or if I was at the beach, I was like, but I don't want to get on a tangent, but it made me think. So starting with the haircut, why we decided to do it was, for one, I wanted to change, but with that being said, I will say... I feel like I've been saying that a million times, and it's annoying me.
Now I guess your new phrase is, with that being said, okay. You're trying to sound like you're writing a paper.
Please, yeah.
Thus. Yeah. And thus.
Please ignore me. It's annoying myself. So anyway, I decided to cut it in the first place because we're going on our family vacation in a couple of weeks to Grand Cayman, where we go every year, and last year I did not have extensions for the trip, and so a lot of the trips that we've gone on for work, to the beach and to just places that have been really hot and humid, I've had these long extensions in, and
it looks great in photos.
It looks really pretty in photos. Like, I don't have to style my hair that much. This is kind of turning into like a pro and con of extensions also. So if maybe some people,
well, now we're like speaking the true pros and cons, because we had them for a long time. We had them starting in September, October. Well,
you just said, so we had the longer ones in March, and then before that we had the ones in September. So I've had them almost a whole year. So now my hair is finally getting a break from them. I would take them out to, when I would go to move them up, and then to dye my gray. So, but other than that, I would always walk out of the salon with them. So I decided it was at this point, they last about 3 months, the extensions, and I'd moved them up already two or three times, and it was time to either put new ones in or take them out, and I just decided, we already had decided for new ones what we were going to do for the new ones, and they were already ordered and everything, ready to put in, but I decided, I texted my hairstylist, and I was like, you know what, no, like, I'm just gonna take them out, and I'm gonna cut my hair because I don't like the length it is right now. I just wanted something new, and so I was kind of I was really nervous about it, because I said this on my stories on Instagram. This is Samantha talking, by the way. I've not had my hair short since I was probably a freshman in high school, and even then it was like, I think it was a little bit longer than what I have now, but
different haircut.
It was different hair. I mean, this is like way more attractive in my opinion, but it was still short, and I was nervous to cut it even now because I'm like, I don't know, I feel very puffy right now, and I was like, I don't want something that's like framing my face, like accentuating that. I don't know, it's like when you have longer hair, you feel like it makes you look thinner, even though my hairstyle said it's the opposite. It frames your face more when it's shorter, and it makes you look younger. For those people, I mean, I'm 27, I don't need that, but for people
yesterday I went to get drinks, and I was getting carded at Lion
Left. I mean, it happens to me all the time.
They're like, you're 15, what are you doing here?
That's a fake
ID.
I had to laugh
like everywhere. I mean, I didn't go out that much, I went to two places, but I was like, they're probably like, no, this girl is a fake for sure.
anyway, so I decided to cut it, and I knew going in I was going to cut it that short. And actually, some people had met, I posted a picture a couple weeks ago, and a lot of you guys thought I cut it because the hair was, like, posed away in the mirror, and everyone was telling me they liked it. So I was like, okay. I was already thinking about cutting it anyway, and I was like, maybe this is, like, the green light to do it, a sign to do it. So I went in. I really told my hairstylist. Alexis showed a picture that she liked of, like, someone she found on Pinterest or something. And she replicated it, but with that being, here we go. I'm stopping myself. It just depends on your hair. It just depends on your hair, what your hair texture is.
We should make you, like, to donate, like, a $5 blow every time you say it to me.
You'd be really rich.
Donate to my cause.
She said it really depends on your hair type. So even if you, like, go in with our, like, a picture of us, which that's totally fine. Some of you guys said you wanted to, and if it was okay, I'm like, you can screenshot as many times as you want. I don't care. That's actually a compliment to me. So it just really depends on your hair, and it depends on the cut. Like, they need to make the right kind of layers. They need to, which I'll go into what kind of haircut we got. But you need to, it really depends on, like, someone can go in with a picture, and if you have totally, like, really fine hair, it might not, it's going to look completely different, because we have pretty wavy hair, a lot of hair, and pretty thick, so it's going to look different, but still, you know, I'm sure it still would look good, just a little bit different. But I showed her a picture, and she's like, okay, I should think you guys should go a little bit different. So I made mine shorter, surprisingly.
I know. I was shocked. I was like, oh.
But I'll tell you why I did it. For one, I was like, I was so ready for a change. I was getting so hot. Like I said, we're going on this trip. We've done a lot of trips with our hair, and they're great for pictures when I'm there. And I honestly only have to, like, curl it once with the extensions, and it will last a couple days. Like, I mean, not, it won't look like the same as it did the day one, but it still looks, like, decent to where I could, like, go out and it'd be fine. And sometimes I wouldn't even brush it out. I'm just that ratchet. I wouldn't even brush it out, and it would look fine. Whereas your normal hair, I mean, if I sleep in it, chances are it looks really bad the next day. I need to put, like, style it or put it up or something. But it was just getting really, like, really heavy. It's very hard to wash that length of hair. I mean, I was getting blowouts, like, all the time. I would, like, dread washing my own hair, and so then I dreaded getting it wet. I mean, it was so hot outside in Dallas, like it is for a lot of people, and I was just like, no, I don't want to get it wet. I would, like, avoid it as much as possible. I mean, I was sweating. I'd put, like, dry shampoo. It was disgusting. And then for this trip, I'm like, no, I want to enjoy it. I don't have to worry about my hair. And since I had no choice but to either put new ones in or take them out, I was like, this is the perfect time to take them out. And I was going to put them, if I put them in now, I was going to the ocean with them. And sometimes the sea salt water, it won't mess them up, like where you can't ever use them again, but it might change the texture of them a little bit. And I just want to, you know, you just want to enjoy yourself at a vacation. You don't want to be worried about your hair.
And it was, like, smelly. I mean, it was. I could have been, like,
we did it, like, in Mexico on a couple of trips, and it's just, like, it looks, like I said, it looks great in braids. It looks really cute, but I kind of was tired of dealing with it. So, and it's so hot, like it is everywhere else right now. These triple digits, I'm like, I cannot, even though I'm not working out that much outside right now, just being outside, I'm like, it's so much hair. I want it off my neck. Anyway.
So well, we had, even it's our real hair, you had it long
too. Yeah, I've had it long before, like I said. It just stopped growing a couple years ago. And hopefully now when I cut it and that we're taking care of some of our health issues, it will grow back to where it used to be. Because I feel like I liked, now looking back at pictures, I mean, I'd be fine with the way it looked if it grew back to that length again. But anyway, so we've said it a million times on Instagram, but I still get messages about it. So we go to Hair by Viviana. She's part of Peachy Keen Studio in Dallas. We've been going to her for almost 5 years when she was at a little salon in the salons of Dallas, or I forget where it was, somewhere off the highway in one of those suites of salons. Or salon of suites. I don't know what's the correct way. Anyway, she had her own little spot.
Tongue-tied much?
Yeah, and she grew a lot to where she had. Then she was sharing a space with someone else in another suite, and then now they have their own building. So I've been going to her. I started going to her when I was getting highlights done, and she was like, I think she did the highlights the first time, and then she was like, I think we should, like, do something different. I think we should do balayage, and I was like, what is that?
Balayage.
I just, like, I'm like, what is going on with me today?
Stop talking.
I need to stop talking. Balayage, okay?
I said it wrong.
And so that's basically where it's, like, even more of a rooted look, and then you have color at the bottom. But it blends in. If they do it right, it should blend in the middle. You shouldn't have two stark colors and look like you have grown out roots. That's not the look. It's just supposed to look more natural. I literally, before I started getting really bad gray a couple years ago, it just started then last year. Like, it was getting really bad, or maybe a year or two ago. My grays, like, I have to get it covered up every 4 weeks, and even then it's pushing it. But before that, I wouldn't go see her. I wouldn't go see Viviana for, like, probably 5 or 6 months, and my hair still looked decent, actually. So it's really great if you want low maintenance. I highly recommend it instead of the highlights, which are kind of outdated, to be honest. That's what she told me, like, 5 years ago. And so you can imagine even now it's even more outdated. And who wants more maintenance? Like, you're paying so much for your hair, you don't have to go as often. So it's like, you don't have these grown out things, you look more put together, and it looks more natural and all of the above. I'm not a hairstylist, so I don't know exact color she used on us, but you could always bring her picture and show your stylist if you don't live in Dallas and can't go to her. But if you do live here, I would highly recommend her. Our mom even goes to her, and she has, like, completely different hair than me. We looked at pictures. She looked even, like, even if you're older or you have moms that live here, she can do their hair too. And she, my mom had pictures of her hair before she moved here. And honestly, it just looked, it made her look a lot older. It was nothing wrong with, like, the person that did it, but she just looked, it looked, made the style or the color made her, it was darker. It made her look older. So I think they really, like, updated her hair. And it just, my point is, she does great jobs on everyone that I see. Even on Instagram, she has an Instagram, it's Hair by Viviana, and you'll see all her great work. And she fixes, like, a bunch of people too. So if you have messed up hair, she will fix it. I've had friends that have gone somewhere else because they couldn't get an appointment and they really messed up their hair. I'm sure there's other good places in Dallas, but that's who I recommend.
That's where we've gone, like she said, 5 years. And that's really just shows you, like, I mean, I'm very particular with my hair, but she's amazing and she knows what she's doing. Like, I've seen, if you go on her Instagram. Oh, yes. Okay, sorry. I'm repeating what she said. But yeah, I think, to kind of go, so, like, she kind of said why we decided to cut our hair. But I got a few questions on Instagram that I asked you guys, you know, to share, to ask. So I think she kind of answered a few of them. But before we get into that, we're going to kind of talk about what the style that we have is, what the color is, and kind of go into those details. We're not hairstylists, so we probably, if you are a hairstylist or you know about hair, you're probably going to be like, you're totally wrong. But this is what I know. Like Sam said, I showed her a picture I found. It wasn't necessarily about the color that I liked, just the way the style looked. And so, like she said, hers is a little bit shorter than mine, not drastically shorter. I think the front pieces are shorter, right? So it's a long bob, or also referred to as a lob, L-O-B. That's like the hip term for it. And if you type it in, like, on Pinterest or Instagram, you'll see a bunch of hairstyles. You can wear it straight. I think I'm probably going to wave mine just because I like the textured look. And what I love about it is you get a beat, since it's shorter hair, you get more of a beachy wave. Well, you should do it right, but
yeah, when you have the extensions, it just, it's not the same. It looks, you can get waves definitely, but it's not going to look as, like, effortless, if that makes sense.
Yeah. So what I've noticed is you can get more of that beachy tousled look with the shorter hair than you can with long. I mean, you can with the longer hair, but it's a little bit harder because you have to curl so much longer of a piece. Anyways, so I kind of just tell her, no, do whatever you want, but she knows what I like. But basically what I like, if you guys, I guess to explain more, our hair was a little bit darker before. Even though it was summer, it was pretty dark. Normally we go lighter in the summer. I mean, most people do. We naturally are brunette and like a darker brown color. But like she said with the highlights, we don't have those anymore. We have balayage, and we have, I think she, I always ask her every time we go, what's my color? She said it's brown with honey and caramel tones. Yeah.
And it's more of a rooted look.
Yeah.
Or something, I thought.
Yeah. So we have, I think the caramel and the honey tones is key. I think, like Samantha said, when you're going somewhere, show them a picture. I think it helps a lot. I know some of you guys messaged me saying that you've tried to get this color and it never turns out. Like, you go to your hairstylist and they don't get it right.
Some people said it was orange.
Yeah, and like, yeah, that can be a problem. It gets brassy too, and like, depends on what color they're using and what product you're using. And it's, I mean, yeah, it just happens. I mean, even ours, after a while, we get, you know, kind of more like warm looking, but
yeah, that's, you should use the purple shampoo if you have blonder. Well,
we're gonna get into the product in a second.
Okay, sorry.
But that's the color that we have. Like I said, the style is a long bob, so the back is a little bit shorter than the front. It's not super angled because that's not really in style anymore. It's just like a little bit.
Yeah, and there's like some people asking about the layering. I want to say there's like chunky layers in there. It's not like super layered, but there are some in there that I think give it a little bit of like definition.
I'm trying to look at my hair myself, and
I mean, mine's dented from my run, but it's
I can't see yours up in a ponytail. I mean,
there's like a huge dent in
it. Well, I'm just saying, look at mine.
I don't know. I can't tell. Well, I'm not a hairstylist.
Anyways, that's what we have, and I think we put a bunch of stories. You can see it more in person, but we will be doing a full blog post on it. I just wanted to talk more in person in the podcast since it was like I was getting so many DMs, and I'm like, okay, we'll just talk about it. We will do a tutorial as soon as we can. We want to do, I mean, I'll probably do one on stories in the next few days, and then we'll do like a formal one for our blog.
But the tool I'm using, I'm still using my curling iron that I always use.
Right.
You can, some people said they can only do it with a wand, and you should be able to do it with a curling iron.
No. So the trick is we have two curling irons, one's a 1 inch and one's a 1 1/4 inch. I think the 1 1/4 is a little bit better because they were like, really use that wide one? I'm like, yeah, because if it's too narrow, I guess with shorter hair, you could get away with it. When you have longer hair or even the shorter hair, it's too tight. It looks too princessy. And these are some of the tips. Okay, you need to curl away from your face. And what I mean is do not use the iron like curling towards your face. You need a way, like you never curl towards your face. It took me forever to figure this out. And we do have a tutorial that's like embarrassingly old and it's horrible, but it's on our blog. If you want to know how to curl your hair, like what I mean by turning it away from your face, there's a tutorial. If you search hair curling tutorial, it should come up, and it's very embarrassing. But I mean, it does the job. And you curl away from your face. We use the 1 inch or the 1 1/4 inch. And the ones that we use are either the T3. Somebody's asking me, is that one really worth the money? I think it's good. I also think we have a Babyliss one.
Baby Bliss.
No, it's not Baby Bliss. It's Babyliss. Baby.
It's blue.
Babyliss.
Type it in Babyliss. On Amazon.
Is it Babyliss? I don't know how you pronounce it.
Oh, my God. We're botching
it. I know it's, like, European or something.
I'm saying just type it on Google. Something like that will come up.
They sell it at Target and Amazon. I think Target or Macy's. I'm not sure. I know I've linked it somewhere, but I put it in my stories yesterday. Those are the two that I use, and they both do the job. I mean, you could probably use any iron, but just be careful with heat stuff on your hair. So those are the ones we use. And when you put it in your hair, you want to make sure you leave about an inch sticking out of the iron. Do not curl all the way to the bottom because you're going to get a really princessy, perfect curl. And it might get away with it with longer hair, but with shorter hair, you do not curl. You leave an inch out so it gets more of that beachy, tousled look. And then so you curl all your hair away from your face, and then you hairspray it a little bit to get the hold. And then once it's completely cooled off, do not run your fingers through it while it's hot. Just let it sit. Then when it's cooled off, like brush your fingers through it and you'll get that messy look. But you have to let it cool off. Don't, when it's hot, don't go mess with them because people want to like touch them and that messes it up. It needs to set. That's really basically the rundown. And I guess, well, we'll talk about, I already know I got some questions about hair products, but so I'll just go into that. I'll let Sam talk about the hair products that we use pretty much all the time.
So I don't really have, like, in the blog post we'll put specific brands, but the things that you need, just generally speaking, would be, I mean, obviously you don't want to get something, I'm like very into like what I'm putting in my body, so you don't want to get something that has like a lot of chemical in it. Try to look for something that's pretty natural, but the first thing you need a good shampoo and conditioner and a good, also like a good kind of like leave-in conditioner that you can use once in a while, or like a mask. But Amika, I love all their stuff. The shampoo smells really good. That R&Co is really good too.
Yeah, Amika is cruelty-free, so I mean I know our hairdresser uses it.
Moroccan oil makes some good ones too. I don't know about the ingredients, but I like the way they smell. And so for those, I would, and then after that, I'd put some kind of serum in your hair when it's wet.
The Moroccan oil is good.
Moroccan oil is good for that.
Or Amika has.
Amika has something. You just want to put some kind of serum that like protects your hair and is good for like frizz and stuff. And then I dry it. And after that, I always use a heat protectant spray. What for drying, especially for curling and straightening, it's a lot of heat on your hair and it will fry it. And then I do that every time I style it. And then for shampooing, if you only wash your hair like once a week, then you need to do it every time. But if you do it more often, at least once or twice a week, you need to use like a, if you have like any kind of blonde in your hair, or if you're a blonde, you need to use that purple shampoo. It's like brands make it. There's one by Kevin Murphy. There's like all different ones, and it basically helps take the brassiness out of it. Our hairstylist told us about that. They also make conditioners, and if you're blonde, like you need to be doing that more often, I think.
Yeah. And yeah, then obviously hairspray.
Dry shampoo. Like, yeah. But that's-
oh, somebody asked about my favorite dry shampoo, and that I would say Amika has a really good one. Batiste has one that's you can get like at any drugstore too. That's good. And then if you're in a pinch, you can use baby powder.
I like the dry bar smell of it.
Yeah. But I like the Amika. Amika's my favorite. Somebody wanted to know if it's long enough to put it into a bun. You can put it into a little ponytail right now. You can, but I can get it when I've showered and I put it in a shower cap. I can get it into a little bun on the top.
It's like a little though.
Yeah, but it's not like a big top bun by any means. Like you're not going to get a huge top bun, but you can get it up. You might have to use some bobby pins like in the back to hold up the hair if you're trying to wear it out like that. Someone else wanted to know if their hair is not as thick as ours, do you think it would look good? Like I said, we do a lot of hair. I think you could definitely still do it. You just have to get the right haircut. If it's too blunt, you're not going to have like that movement and the layers and stuff. I think help a lot.
It is blunt, but it's not blunt, like super blunt.
Yeah. The back is more blunt, but the front, I think there's layers. Not like the Rachel cut.
Yeah.
But I think I definitely say go for it. I've had some people message me saying I was on the fence. I love your hair. And that's, by the way, you guys, thank you so much for all the I didn't do it to get feedback or to get, you know, the recognition. But it was crazy the response we got. I did not expect that at all.
I get, like, really bent about the numbers now. And I'm like, everyone seemed to like it. So,
you guys, I mean, I don't know. You guys went crazy for it, which is fine. I mean, it made me happy, and not that I need, like, the reassurance, but it was nice to get it, and you guys were so supportive. I mean, not only the comments, but you guys sent me so many DMs. I couldn't, like, I always answer everything, but I was getting almost, like, overwhelmed because I, like, wanted to answer everybody, and we both posted at the same time, and it was just, you guys were saying how much you loved it, and I mean, I do love it. I love it. I didn't think I was going to love it this much, but I don't think you especially. I think you were kind of worried about it. Mm-hmm. But you guys were so sweet. And I can't, like, it was so sweet. And I really appreciate it. So I want to know if we have extensions. We do not have extensions. But I will say she did put one or two tape-ins in the front of her head. Which I don't know if I'm going to keep because it's almost, like, just annoying me. The reason she did it is because for this to get the look I wanted, she said the front needs to be a little bit fuller. And we have a lot of hair, but she said it would just, when you're waving it, it gives you like more fullness in the front, whereas the back is like a lighter. So I don't have, I mean, we used to have, I don't even know how many tape-ins I had in my head, probably like in the 30s mm-hmm. or more tape-in pieces. I only have two or three on each side now. It's like barely, I mean, it feels like nothing. I basically have none, but you don't have to do that. She just recommends that people have thinner hair just if you want us to not look limp in the front. The back is shorter, like I said, and I talked about how I curled it. And yeah, like I was saying, you were saying they're on the fence about it. I would definitely say go for it. The worst will happen is you don't like it and it'll grow back, but I think you will love it. Just obviously you have to have the right haircut, and I think it's flattering like in any face shape. So you really can't go wrong. We're gonna be doing a blog post on it. I hope this was helpful, and a tutorial is coming soon, even though I don't think it's anything revolutionary, but I'm glad to share our tips. So that's all about our hair and our big reveal. And so kind of going into that topic, obviously hair and personal appearance and feelings and all that stuff, and just like being summer and all that, I think people are kind of in and out of relationships, and it's a time of summer flings, but it's also a time where people, I feel like people,
it's not the holidays, so yeah, I feel like people don't need to stay together.
Yeah, people break up or they're kind of like in casual little things. I'm not saying that's me, I'm just saying I think people, so... And if you guys don't know, like, I got out of a relationship. I don't, like, really write about all this stuff all the time. I think that's what I always say. Like, you never know what's going on. I don't, like, post, you know, if I have a breakup, I'm not, like, announcing it to the world. But, you know, it happens. We're people, and things happen. And I think some people are more open on social media than others. And we are pretty open about a lot of our lives, but I have to keep some stuff private. And I did have a breakup, it's been a while now. And so we had someone reach out and wanted to know something, you know, she was going through a breakup and it's been really rough for her. She's scared to be single and coping with it, and kind of like what our tips and experience have been, or if we have any. And of course we do, you know, we're girls and we've both been through breakups at one point or another. Sam's in a very good relationship right now, and so it's been a little bit longer for her, but I always like, you know, in the time since I'm single now and I, you know, going on dates and stuff, I'm like, I always ask her because I know she's been through all of it, and it's fun, but it's also sucky at the same time. Like, it has its moments like anything else. But I think the one thing I would say is your attitude, it determines everything. And I'm not going to sit and pretend like I'm positive Polly all the time, because I'm not. I have my moments where I'm like really annoyed. I don't want to do it. I hate being single. But I'm going to tell you some of the positives that I've figured out, or just like what people told me. And one of them being that you don't have to be on anyone else's schedule. You're literally, you can be so selfish. Learn to be selfish in this time, because you're never going to do it again. I mean, you can, but
one thing, I think you need to make it into a tip. So the tip is to think, change your mindset. So think about the positive. You just said, I'm going to talk about the positives.
No, but before I said, okay, whatever. Okay. Tip number one, change your mindset and turn them into negative stuff into positives. So obviously the negative, obviously you're like, I don't know how to be single. I'm alone. I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do with all my time. But you need, this is the time to do stuff for yourself. And so everyone's telling me when I was feeling that way. And I'm not the type of person that has to be in a relationship. But like, I literally was feeling sorry for myself. And I'm like, everybody. And by the way, the relationship was mutually, like, it wasn't like I got dumped or something. But it's, you know, a breakup is hard, like, at any time. And I think some are easier than others. But I think you have to think about this time is like time for you and you to focus on yourself. It's obviously happening for a reason, whether you want to believe it or not. There's someone else that's out there that you're supposed to be with. But until that time comes, I think you really have to focus on that. This is your time. It's your time to figure out yourself, what you want, reflect on the other relationships that you've been in, and think about what you've learned. And then with going along with that, just figure out, what do you want? What do you want in your future partner? And I honestly, like, literally started writing in my notes on my phone. I was journaling a little bit, and I have been writing about my whole dating process, just not to write a book or anything, just for myself to look back on. I think it's good to journal. Like, I don't do it a lot because I'm on my phone. And I'm like, at night, I'm like, the last thing I want to do is write. But it's kind of therapeutic. So I would say journaling, that's another tip. But going back to the first tip I said, just, you know, forgot what I was saying, like, literally, like, brain fog. Yeah, but I was saying, do stuff for yourself. So, you know, use that time to reflect and use that time to work on yourself. And like, you probably weren't perfect in that relationship. No one's perfect. And even if you weren't the reason they broke up, and no one's perfect, but focus on what you wanted, how you want to be different. Like, I literally made notes on my phone of what I wanted in my future partner. And I think that's really helpful, so you know, like, what you're looking for and starting off clean and new. And focusing on yourself, I would definitely say, you know, use that time. Go to yoga, meditate, go on walks, listen to podcasts, hang out with your friends, or just be by yourself. Take a bath, relax. Like, use this time, because when you're in a relationship, obviously you have to worry about someone else. Not worrying about it, but you're on someone else's time too. So you have to, like, be flexible. When you're not, and then when you're single, it's just you can do whatever you want. You want to have, like, pizza for dinner, you want to, like, have dinner at 10 o'clock, you want to have cereal for dinner, you don't have to be ready or do anything. So, like, literally use this time, because you're never going to have it again. And I'm always like, ugh, that's whatever, I'm already been alone. But no, it's like, I'm really starting to enjoy it, and it's nice to have that. And so I would say, like, obviously that's my tip. My second tip, like I kind of said, is journaling, because I think it's a great way to write down your thoughts. And the moment you're like, oh yeah, I already know how I feel, but looking back, like, a few months later, you're gonna go look back on that and see how much you've grown and see how much your life has changed and, like, how far you've come and, like, how much you've changed as a person. Like, obviously other people will notice it, but you're not gonna remember. And already me, like, I've written about, like, myself and, like, the dates I've been on, and it's funny already to look back. I mean, it's only been a couple months that, you know, I started journaling in there, but it's fun to look back on and see, like, what I was writing. And it hasn't even been that long, so I can't imagine what I think, like, in a year or two. But I wish Sam had done it. She didn't do it when she was dating, and I was like, ugh, I would have loved to have read, like, what you were feeling and thinking. But
I know. I wish I would have done it.
I know, because, like, you kind of remember some of them, but and I'm not, like, again, let me clarify, like, I'm not going to write a book or a blog post on any of these. I'm just not. I'm too private. I won't do it. But if you're scared to be single, like, really just, I know it's, if, you know, especially if it's been a long relationship, you don't really know how to be by yourself. I mean, you, it's all you've known. It's a routine. But like anything else, make a new routine. Like, do something for yourself. Like, make, and then that'd be my third tip, make a new routine. Stop dwelling on like, well, this is what I used to do. Obviously, there's a lot of memories there and like probably things that you've done. But I would say make a new routine. Make an, you're starting your scratch. Have a new routine where you get up and like you have a new routine. You have your tea or like you meditate or you go on a walk. You go grab coffee with yourself, listen to a podcast, make a new routine that you look forward to every day. And like, that's your time. And then when you get in a relationship, you're going to be like, I don't want to break my routine. But
no, but you should be dating someone that you want to break your routine for. I know coming
that's
from.
That's not really like a part of this topic.
I know, but I'm saying when you get to that point, you're saying I'm not going to want to break that routine.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And I think another tip is just like knowing, like again with the mindset, but also knowing there's somebody out there that you're supposed to be with and it happened for a reason. And you just need to go off of that and know there's another plan out there. I'm not super, super religious at all, but I think I am spiritual. The fact that I think everything happens for a reason. And I think that things happen a certain way for a reason. Even if in the moment it sucks, you're like, okay, I know there's something else that's supposed to happen and I'm going to be led into that path eventually. But I would say you really, another tip, my other tip is put yourself out there. And we talked about this before, but you really, you need to like work on yourself. So maybe you're not ready to go back in the dating scene. If you're not, get on Bumble BFF. I mean, I've used it and I've been kind of slacking recently, but I really, the girls I met in there, I really like, I've met some great girls in there. And which I'm like so bad about like following up on. I'm like terrible. We're just so busy, an excuse. But go on there. There's probably a bunch of single girls on there too. There are. I mean, there's some that aren't dating, but they might know somebody. You never know. And just like, I know it seems weird, but just like go give it a try and you'll meet some girls. Like we've gotten, I say I'm like free rides off of me. I'm on there. I'm on there. And then she like tags along. I'm like, excuse me, I did all the work here. But it is kind of funny, like, because I use Bumble like for dating guys too. And when you go to the girls' side, like for Bumble BFF, I'm like, I feel like so weird, like swiping for girls. I'm like, I feel like odd.
You're like, nah, I don't like
it. Like, you're like looking, I mean, you do the same thing. You judge the photos and like the bios. I'm like, this is weird. But you need to be open minded too. But like, yeah, but you're going to be hanging out with them. So don't be too open minded. I don't even know. I don't
get
think,
then you're like, never
well,
mind.
Let me just be honest on my Bumble profile. For the guy, like, when I'm meeting guys, I have nothing written in my profile. I'm like, I couldn't think of anything to write.
I know. Whenever I was on there, people are like, you don't have anything? I'm like, no.
No, it's just me. So, like, take it or leave it. Yeah. But the Bumble BFF, I'm like, I feel like I need to write something. So I did. I wrote, like, a little blurb. But, yeah, I would definitely try that. And if you're open to dating people, I would try Bumble, too. Like, I'm on there. Sam met her boyfriend on Bumble. Which we need to have him on the podcast. That'd be so fun. He's like my brother and obviously her boyfriend, but he's like a brother to me. So it's like, so we gang up on Sam all the time. It's so fun. But yeah, it's like Three's Company. We're like hanging out. They let me third wheel them all the time. They're so nice.
Because we're so nice.
And I like will come home and like talk about my date. I mean, not in detail, but he'll like give me advice, like guy advice. So it's a win-win for me. But yeah, I would say try Bumble out. I've had people like, I don't know. I'm like, you got to put yourself out there. If you're sitting there complaining and you can't meet anybody, like I don't go to bars a lot. I don't know how am I going to meet people otherwise. You got to put yourself out there. You just have to. So that would be my tip. Hang out with friends or go on dates and like just like make socialize. Go to events. Join like a Facebook group. Like get involved. Volunteer. I think those were a lot of tips, so hopefully that was helpful. Just know you're not alone. Like, everyone goes through this. I know it's a really hard time, but talk to your friends, talk to your family.
Oh, like, did you say go look on Pinterest on, like...
No, I didn't.
Motivational,
that's a good one.
Like...
I did that.
Motivational quotes on Pinterest. Like, basically, it's a bunch of things saying, like, not, like, say screw them, but it's, like, you're better than this.
I did. I'm not gonna lie. I did that, like, right after we broke up. I, like, went and, like, went on Pinterest the next day, and I knew, like, it was the right decision, but I went on Pinterest and I still have my camera while I was looking through them the other day. They're just, like, a bunch of quotes about, like, kind of moving on and, I mean, not to sound, like depressing, but they're, like, about moving on and, like, just, like, the past and, like, finding new relationships and new loves and, like, finding yourself. If you go on Pinterest and type in, like, breakup quotes, you'll find way too many and you'll be staying there forever like me. But I saved some on my phone that really resonated with me, and I think it's like just good to look at. So I think, like, if you guys have any other tips, I would love to hear them,
too. I think it's good to look at those, just, like, not if you're going through a breakup. Well, just, if they're good, just to do, like, you're having a bad day. Or, I don't know. I don't think it necessarily needs to be for a breakup. Like, if they're good to look at just for, like, those kind of inspirational quotes, if you don't feel like working out, if you're having a bad day at work, or family drama or stuff, there's always, I feel like they're really good to look at. I used to do all the time in college. Or, like, if you're homesick, like, anytime, you can just literally type stuff in and stuff will come up. And they're good to say to your phone, like, as a reminder. You can even do it to the background of your phone or computer. Or you can just print them out. I have some in my office that, like, not from there, but motivational quotes in general, they're just really good to...
Yeah, to look at. Yeah, and our mom, like, always will send us, like... She sits on Pinterest and she'll email us one that it's so cute. She's so supportive. She's the best. We need to have her on here, too. She'd be, like, embarrassed.
I know. If I asked her, she'd be like, no.
Which, speaking of being embarrassed, the Nordstrom sale is starting, like, this week, guys. So get ready.
Speaking of being embarrassed.
Well, because I was saying we were going to have... Sorry, I
spoke too soon. In your mind.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry. What I was trying to get at is that she... Big love here. Our parents moved to Dallas last year, and she's going to be... When I posted her stories of her mom, everyone's like, please, like, I want her to blog. I want to know where her clothes are from. And I was like, Mom, you should start blogging. And she's like, no. She gets way too embarrassed. She hates, like, when I Snapchat her, she gets so embarrassed. But she's growing. And so we are... Speaking of the Nordstrom sale, we're going to try to include her in some of our styling stuff to, like, target to more... I mean, she doesn't dress old at all, but, you know, we're 27, so we want to show different ways to style the pieces that we buy. If you're, like, a little bit older, like, in your 30s or 40s or in 50s or 60s, we've had a few people email us that are in their 60s, and we love that you guys are following us. I love that. So hopefully you guys will like that. And the Nordstrom sale, for those of you guys who don't know, there's going to be a blog post on Tuesday about how to shop it and everything. Thursday is when the pre-sale officially starts, so be ready to shop early on our blog. We're going to have all the information, all our favorite pieces.
We'll be up at 2 a.m. Central.
Yeah, we're going to be selecting everything for you guys, showing you all the best stuff, all the best pieces to buy. But Tuesday, we're going to have a blog post covering all about the sale and, like, how to shop it early. And that will give you all the information, because if I sit and explain, I'll be explaining it forever. But make sure you check Tuesday, and then Thursday is the big D-Day.
Yeah, and if you don't have... Check the post, because we've talked about it before. Bottom line is, you want to have the Nordstrom's card to shop it early. That's all you have to do, is go apply for a card and you can shop it early. If you wait till the day that it goes live to the public, to everyone else, I mean, literally, I'm not kidding. It's depressing, but half the stuff is sold out. I mean, after 2 days,
stuff sells out. It's insane.
I mean, literally, by the time we probably post in the morning, stuff's already sold out.
Like, think about how big of a store Nordstrom is. For it to sell out in, like, a couple hours.
I mean, it's just online shopping has taken off. And then some people like to go to the store to see. I mean, I do both. I don't really like
going
to the
store. I would do online.
I like online because you can see everything. And, like, you can just return if you don't like it.
And the online, you don't have to go to the crowds. It's just so much easier.
You do it in your pajamas at home.
And you're not, like, you're not stressed out.
The worst thing to do is either mail it back, which is free. Or go to the store and return it whenever
you want. When it's, like, not enough.
And you don't have, you can just return it way later.
And we're going to probably share some tips in next week's episode, but buy multiple sizes. If you're on the fence of the size, just get it while you can and worry about it later.
Yeah, because you try to go back, and, like, if you see something that you kind of like, just buy it, because it will not, in, like, half an hour later, it will be gone, and you're going to be upset that you didn't buy it. So just buy it, buy the 2 sizes, return it, or if you're on the fence, just buy it. The worst that happens is you return it, and you'll get the money back. So this is not the time, I'm sounding like someone's dying, but it's not the time to be like, oh, I don't know, I'll come back to it, because that happens every year, and it's something that, like, it sells out, that I sell a lot of, or, like, a top item for me, and people just, they don't buy it the first or two, for, like, day one or day two, and then they're upset that they don't have it for them, and most time, they don't restock stuff. They do a little bit, but not every item does not get restocked, and if you try to get it later in the year, it will not be on sale. So my point is, do it early, go get the card now, apply for it, you'll get it, and then you can shop early.
And there's so many benefits to having it. Like, we use it all year.
Yeah.
Not just
literally,
for the sale.
We bought it just to shop the sale a couple years ago, and now, like, I use it anytime I need a Visa.
There's a Visa and then not a Visa, one that's not a credit card. But the Visa is amazing because we have American Express, and so when they don't take American Express, I use the Visa, like, all the time. So,
yeah,
highly recommend.
Yeah, and you can stock up. I'm just saying some of the stuff because maybe by the time we do the podcast, it would the sale might have already happened depending on when we get to it. So I would say the top items, you know, do you like booties.
I already saw the catalog, guys. The booties are amazing. They're so really cute. I wanted like every pair, and I'm like,
so over the knee boots, they're still in style several years out, like several years later, they're still in style, which is good.
But over the knee boots, but I would definitely do a booty.
I like a neutral boots booty with like sometimes with leggings or jeans if you live somewhere really cold. And then, but booties you can do year round. You can do it with a dress, you can do it with shorts, you can do it with jeans.
And I'm like all about the instant gratification. You can start wearing them now, which I'm like, yes.
And I always go for like a neutral color. And if you want to do more than one, you could do a neutral color in black or gray or olive green or cognac. Those are the colors I'd go for. You can do something peep toe or closed, or you can do both. Jeans are also like,
yeah, it's a great
time. I'll tell you, like, we'll talk about it in that blog post, but the top things that always sell, which is probably what everyone's buying, is, as weird as it sounds, is like a suede jacket or leather jacket or some kind of puffer jacket.
Why is that weird?
No, because it's like they're very basic items, but I guess it's not weird. It's just not stuff I would imagine in the beginning. A pair of jeans and some kind of V-neck pocketed t-shirt. So those are all things you can look for in booties. So there's been, I love everything. I guess we'll just make those our favorites.
Yeah.
Since we started going on a tangent. I love anything Vince Camuto, any Vince Camuto shoe. They're amazing. They're comfortable. They make booties every year that are comfortable, and they're usually the ones that are part of the sale. So I love, there's some AG jeans that always go on sale during, usually they go on sale, and some kind of, like I said, some kind of t-shirt, usually by Lush or a BP brand. It usually goes on sale, and it usually comes in like gray, black, white. I would do for sure like a neutral, like maybe gray, black, and white if you want to do all those. But
yeah, and then like she was saying, the Vince Camuto, the booties there, I saw several booties. Oh my gosh, guys. There was like a peep toe, there was a studded one. I was circling everything. I was like, oh my God, I can't wait to get these. Also, what's a great thing to buy are the beauty sets. They have exclusive beauty sets that are only for the Nordstrom sale. So if there's a certain product, a lot of the really good products, really good brands do beauty sets, and those are a great way to stock up on your favorites because they're a much better price. And you're saving a huge amount of money during this sale. I mean, it's the best. If you're going to buy, invest in something, it's the best time to get it. And they also have really good deals on like handbags too. Mm-hmm. Certain brands like Rebecca Minkoff.
Sunglasses too.
Yeah, sunglasses. I know like last year, the year before, the Dior So Real sunglasses were like on super sale. And those are pretty pricey. So I would definitely, you know, I don't know if we said, yeah, we said to say we just wear jackets, but also like pea coats and trench coats are also ones that go on sale. They have really cute, like the booties, like I was saying, there's some cute, I know last year Naudry had a few pieces on sale. If you don't know Naudry, that's like the cubic zirconia, like diamond look, but they're really dainty and cute. So those are some of our favorites. We cannot, as you guys can tell with your enthusiasm, we cannot wait to share all the sale with you guys. Again, be sure to check out Tuesday and Thursday this week on the blog, and we will be back next week with more information and more information all about the Nordstrom sale, so be sure to tune in. Thank you guys so much for listening, and don't forget to rate and review us on Apple Podcasts or send us your feedback on Instagram at alexis.bellbell and at samanthabellbell or in our email doubledoseblog@gmail.com. We'll talk to you guys soon.